Just packing up. But why do we need to leave? We have a no backpacks allowed policy.
Wait a minute, I said. I thought you said that we'd been here too long and violated the 45-minute drinking policy.
And a no backpacks policy in a coffee shop? Yep, that policy is brand new.
The man said coldly. He turned to stare at me.
So is the other policy. Now leave.
He spun around and swaggered off. Sam and I pulled our stuff together.
Wow.
Muttered Sam, cinching down his bag. Yeah, I said. Got to love the policies around here. Once outside, we decided to set up our mobile guitar shop down the street near a stoplight. We sat on the sidewalk, pulled out our guitars, and tried to tune over the traffic noise. For the next half hour, to an accompaniment of horns, trucks, and loud pedestrians, we played some of our favorite songs. When we had pulled in enough money for dinner, we decided to close our set with Shout to the North, an upbeat worship song we could play better than most in our repertoire. As we finished the first verse, a woman in her late 20s who had walked past us twice stopped to talk.
Are you guys Christians?
She asked. Actually, Sam and I hadn't been asked that on the streets yet. Yeah,
Yeah.
we said simultaneously.
Then what are you doing on the streets?
She asked, looking confused.
There can be Christians on the streets.
Sam said.
Are you a Christian? Definitely.
She replied.
For a few years now. You guys hungry?
A few minutes later, the woman was treating us to a full meal at a Chinese restaurant a few blocks away. Her name was Tiffany, and she was a local college student who was on her way from her job to a class. She made time in her busy schedule to bless us, though, and what a blessing it was. The lunch was incredible. Crab wontons, sesame chicken, egg drop soup. It was the best food we'd eaten in a long time. Of course, we didn't know it at the time, but during all our months on the streets, Tiffany was the only person to take us out to dinner. Back out on the sidewalk, the three of us gathered for goodbyes. Tiffany, I don't think that thank you is enough, I said. You don't know how much you've blessed us.
Yeah, thank you just does not cover it. Well, you're welcome. But I should be thanking you. I'm encouraged more than you know. And I just had dinner with two homeless guys.
While pedestrians streamed by, the three of us stood in a circle and prayed together, thanking him for the community of believers, a body that extends far beyond church walls and comfortable neighborhoods. After the amen, Tiffany stepped back.
Okay, who are you guys really? I've worked in shelters before, and I've never met guys like you.
Sam and I looked at each other for a moment. We had known that such a question would come and had thought a lot about how to respond.
Give us your email address and we'll send you a letter explaining everything I said. But we can't tell you right now. It's, well, we have a policy.
Cowboy.